Good morning, Dr. PK, our ambassador. So good to hear your voice. And let's go before the Lord in prayer. Father God, we come to you with hearts of thanksgiving, with words of praise. We edify you. We glorify your most holy name. We lift you up, for you are our God. You are our King. You are our Savior. You are our Daddy God. You are our friend. You are our deliverer. You are everything we need you to be when we need you to be, that and always. Father, we thank and praise you that we woke up this morning, Lord, to serve you, to worship you here at this telecommunication sanctuary, the TMC call. Father, we thank and praise you for Dr. Vanessa and Dr. P.K. Roberts, our ambassador, who are the founders of this call, Lord. We thank and praise you for the Diaz de Leon family, Lord, who is the founders and owner of Artists International. Lord, we thank you that you... they saw the vision and that they ran with it. And I know they took it to the Lord in prayer. And we are reaping the fruits, Lord, of their sowing in prayer. So, Father, we pray in the mighty name of Jesus that you continue to bless them, Lord. You continue to download new ideas to them, that you continue to increase their territory, Lord, and that you send help along the way in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank and praise you for each and every family member who has gathered here this morning. You said to let everything that has breath praise the Lord. So we are praising you this morning, Lord, and I praise you for each and every person. Thank you for each and every person, family member who has joined us, Lord. You know what we stand in need of, and as we take it to the Lord in prayer, we know that we are reaping the benefits of that which you have blessed us, of that which you have promised. Father, we thank and praise you for our speaker who will bring the word this morning. We thank you that the word has already been downloaded. He or she has already heard from you, and that word will go forth with clarity. Father, bless the speaker this morning. Bless their family. Bless whatever they their hands touch, that it prospers in the mighty name of Jesus and their footsteps are ordered of you. Now, we command the airwaves to line up with the word of God. This word will go forth and uncontaminated in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, that not a word will fall through the airwaves, O Lord, through the frequencies, but everything will be heard loud and clear, and our brains are clear, our thinking is clear to receive it. Father, we love you, and we daily seek to please you as we go out. Father, we just thank you that you have put someone in our path today that we can be a blessing to, as you have been such a blessing to us. We give you praise, we give you honor, we give you glory, and we call it done. In Jesus' name, amen. I love you, my family. I will now turn the call over to our host. Are you there?
I am, Minister Willa. Can you hear me?
You are in the pulpit of the telecommunications sanctuary. God bless you, my sister.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you so much, Minister Willa, for seeing us and greeting us here in the on the Master's Call in the telecommunications sanctuary on this day that the Lord has made. Well, welcome, 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 each and every single one of you. My name is Tiffany Lauderdale. I reside here in Southern California, and I welcome you with the warmest of kingdom greetings on behalf of our founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts, who is our ambassador in Artists International, and our mother eagle, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. We welcome you to the Master's Call, and we pray that as you have dialed into this line this morning, that your life will be enriched, empowered, and enhanced as you begin your day. So as we do every single day here on the Master's Call, let's go through a few announcements for the day. Immediately following this call, every Monday through Friday, we have an opportunity to head over to the morning motivational call, and that number is 530-881-1300 and the PIN code 539598 pound. Once again, 530-881-1300 and the PIN code 539598 pound. Today is Tuesday, so on Tuesday we get the opportunity to hear none other than Platinum President John McQueen. So I invite each of you to join us there after this call. We are really preparing ourselves, fasting and praying and getting our mindsets together, getting our money together, because Father's Day weekend in June 13th, 14th, and 15th, all roads lead to Orlando, Florida for the Artist Empowerment Conference. And so if you need information, you can go to www.artistempowerment.com. artistempowermentconference.com. Once again, www.artistempowermentconference.com. You may see that the rooms have been booked out, but do not give up. Continue to go on that website because I do believe that they are in the process of opening up more rooms. So we want to make sure that all of our family gets there. And if you have reserved a room already or you reserved more than one room, just know that maybe yesterday your credit card got charged for those rooms that you have on hold. So you want to make sure that you have everything in order. So we are still believing and decreeing and declaring that 5,000 will be at that empowerment conference in June. So we invite you, if you're visiting us for the first time here on the Master's Call, we invite you to visit our website, which our website address is www.themasterscall.net. Once again, www.themasterscall.net. And if you are interested in bringing a prayer intercessor on this call during weekdays, or if you're interested in participating in the Empowerment Conference worship service on that Sunday, then I invite you to send us an email to info@themasterscall.net. Once again, info@themasterscall.net, and we will definitely respond to you. If you are an artist entrepreneur on this line today, then I invite you to look at your back office because so many things are happening in Artists International, and I want to make sure that you stay plugged in. So make sure you check your back office and see what is going on in Artists International. And if you don't know anything about artists, get with the person who invited you to this call this morning and allow them to share with you what Artists International is truly about. So now it is time to move on to hear what thus says the word of the Lord this morning. And our speaker, she is no stranger to this call. I have been watching her over Facebook, and she's absolutely a transformation woman. I mean, we've seen her just, like, go down, like, I don't know how many sizes and how many pounds, but she looks amazing. So let me introduce her to you. Dr. Teresa Spiller, her vision and passion are to unite, empower, and enlighten women of God to their purpose, destiny, and future by teaching an uncompromising truth of God's word concerning women's issues. Dr. Teresa Spiller is an innovative, intellectual, and inspirational woman of God. She preaches with power, conviction, and a call to transform. Dr. Teresa Spiller, affectionately known as Lady T, is the wife of Dr. Raphael Spiller, pastor and co-founder of Now Faith Christian Center, located in Pearland, Texas. Lady T was born in Galveston, Texas. Upon graduating from Ball High School, she attended and graduated from Texas Southern University with a degree in criminal justice. She later became certified with the state of Texas in education and taught the school system for 16 years. In October of 2006, obeying the voice of the Lord, Lady T accepted her call to preach under her husband, Dr. Raphael Spiller. She has a Bachelor of Arts in Theology, a Master of Arts in Christian Counseling, and a doctoral degree in theology from Cornerstone University. Lady T counts among her many blessings her husband, Dr. Raphael Nicholas Spiller, and their three beautiful children, Micaiah, Ranelle, Trinity Nicole, and Raphael Nicholas II. So at this time, TMC family, it is indeed an honor to bring to you this morning none other than the wonderful, amazing, talented Dr. Teresa Spiller. Dr. Spiller, are you out there this morning?
I am. Good morning. Can you all hear me?
Good morning. We hear you loud and clear. The platform is yours.
Bless you all this morning. I just want to give God praise for this awesome opportunity. I never take it lightly when I have to speak to God's people, and I pray that he uses me and directs me with the word that he has given to my spirit, and I transformed it on paper, and now I'm going to deliver the package. I just give God praise this morning. I ask that his presence be made known and manifested on this call. this morning. Well, good morning to each and every one. Bless you, my sister Tiffany, giving all honor and praise to my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who is the Savior of my soul, to my spiritual mother, Vanessa Weatherspoon. I love you dearly, and I appreciate the trust that you have given me with this call this morning. Well, let's just jump right into it. God gave me a specified word for you all this morning, and it is entitled My Valued Worth. Wow. My Valued Worth. Out of all the things that you've been through, out of all the things that people have said about you, spoken about you and against you, out of all your failures, your mistakes, your frustrations, out of all the things that didn't go well and the issues in your life, do you realize how amazing you are? Wow, I bet you didn't expect that. Do you realize how amazing you are? How awesome you are, that there is no one on the face of this earth like you. Wow. You are the greatest asset that you will ever own. You own the original blueprint to your very existence. And how cool, is that, that God lent you to this world? He wanted the world to experience your awesomeness. I just want you to just reevaluate what you think about yourself and how you thought about yourself all these years, and that you are the only copy of you, and God lent you to this world for a short period of time, and that you are awesome. I'm going to prove that in God's word, that you are so awesome. The world needs to thank you for your presence. The world needs to say thank you for being here, being amongst us. It doesn't matter about your color, your ethnicity, the length or the style or the waves or the straightness in your hair or your size, your voluptuous lips, your hips. It doesn't matter. That all that is not even an issue. The world needs to thank you for your presence, because you're all of that. You bring to this world something that nobody else could ever think to bring, your uniqueness. Wow. And that's not being conceited, that's confidence. And if you know that confidence is having faith in what God made, because we know what faith means. Faith means confidence in the truth. And it's just the truth that you are all of that. Okay, I'm serious. It is the truth that you are awesome. And that's not being conceited. It's being confident. And we know that we have faith in what God made. And God made each and every one of us specifically to his details and to his liking. And if he liked it, sweetheart, you should love it. God himself has eternally clarified your value and know that you were worth dying for. He sent his son Jesus to die on the cross for you. Now, if that doesn't tell you that you are all of that in a bag of, you know, hot fries, you know, it's just that are popular nowadays, you know, I have a question for you. Here it is. It's a real good question. If God can see your value, why can't you? And a lot of times we can't see our value because we've been able to block out who we are based on what others have said and done to us. And so we build this shield around ourselves, and then our own self-image reflects that of what people have spoken in our lives. Oh, but this morning the Holy Ghost says he's going to tear down that wall. He's going to tear down those blinders this morning, and the person that God made you to be will emerge and come forth. Hallelujah, and bless God this morning. Value and worth are interchangeably, those two words, value and worth. And, you know, I entitled it My Valued Worth. And these two words are interchangeable, and they mean excellent of character, and quality, as commanding esteem. And esteem means being regarded highly and favorably. So I got a double anointing on valued worth. It's a double anointing. There is something about you that is favorable. There is something about you that is honorable. There is something about you that is unique. There is something about you that is worthy of awe and praise. And I know sometimes we feel uncomfortable about saying these things to ourselves based upon how others have handled us, and God will deal with that individual or all of those people. But, sweetheart, you have to bring your mental capacity up with the spirit man that God has placed in you and let those two convert together and collide together, and so that you can become one in your thinking with God and who he said that you were. Come on, say it with me. We're going to repeat what I just said, because before we do that, I want you to understand that, first of all, faith comes by hearing. And if you hear it, you'll believe what you're hearing. So we're going to repeat it out loud together. So I just want to illuminate your faith and increase your faith and take your faith to a higher level about your value worth and about who God said that you were. And here's another point I want to make. And if we were all made in God's image, which we were, and you can go back to Genesis and read that and find out for yourself. If we were all made in God's image, and the word of God says that his word does not return to him void, so when we speak what we're getting ready to say right now, our words will not return to us void, because we're like God's in the earth realm, and we're made in his image. And if we're like him and his words don't return void, then neither will ours. So in other words, if you've spoken negative words about yourself, then those negative words have returned back to you the way you spoke them. So this morning we're going to speak positive words about ourselves, because we want these positive words to return back to us. Hallelujah. Amen. I hope y'all like me this morning. All right. Well, it doesn't matter. That's the self-image. But my self-esteem is intact. But here we go. I want you to repeat this after me. There is something about me that is favorable, that is honorable, that is unique, that is worthy of praise and awe. Okay, let's try one more time. There is something about me that is favorable. Come on, let's talk about yourself. There is something about me that is honorable. There is something about me that is unique. There is something about me that is worthy of awe and praise. Hallelujah, and it is so true. Look at Ephesians 1, 5, and 6. He says, having predestined us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ, and he spoke earlier that God sent his only son just for you, for me, to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will. It's the good pleasure of his will that we were adopted as children of Jesus Christ, and that he sent his son to die on the cross for our sins. It was God's good pleasure, and you should know it was his good pleasure, because when Christ was on the cross, scripture says it pleased God to bruise Jesus. Think about it. It pleased God to bruise his own son for you. So if you have a low self-esteem, we should just throw that out the window this morning, because I'm giving you sound scriptures that talk about how God sees you. To the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he has made us adopted into the beloved. He loves you so much that he adopted you, and he stamped his DNA on you. He did more than give you his last name. He stamped his spirit in you when he sent his Holy Spirit unto this earth realm, and he dwells what's on the inside of us. We give God praise. Wow. We need to get out of the way of how we see ourselves and walk in the way that God sees us. I'm going to prove this to you in Psalms 139, one of my favorite scriptures of all time. I was mishandled as a child. And I was bullied when I was in school, and I thought low of myself. I was shy and had a low self-esteem. I didn't think highly of myself. And when I read this scripture, all of that changed. For you formed my inner parts, and you knitted me together in my mother's womb. I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works. My soul knoweth it right well. He said that you were fearfully and wonderfully made. Precious are thy works. Yes, you are precious. And did you know that fearfully means awe and wonder? So he says you were made, and he made you. He made you in awe, and he made you in wonder. How awesome is that? Say to yourself, I'm precious. And say, I am awe and I am wonder, all rolled up in one. I am awe and I am wonder. I know we have all been in situations where people have devalued us, or we have felt devalued by people who consider us common in their eyes, and we're nothing and nobody's to them. But you need to understand that there is nothing common about you. You are awe and you are wonder rolled up in one. Most of the time it is jealousy that draws out our enemies. Because they think that we think that we're all of that, and the truth is we're dealing with a self-esteem issue. But it is the jealousy of what God has put on the inside of us when he formed us in our inward parts and he knitted us together that they're jealous about, when in fact they need to understand that they were knitted by the same God. Our persecution from others, it is because of the oil that flows on our lives. People will hate you because God loves you, and they lack the value and worth that you know you have. I love somebody. Your value doesn't come from sex, power, money, fame, or beauty. These things are only temporary. Your value comes from something deeper. It comes from a calling and a mandate that was placed upon you before the foundation of the world. God says, I'm going to give you your self-esteem before you are even birthed into this world. Here is your self-esteem right now. Here's your value, and here is your worth, and you were made in awe and in wonder. And I'm really coming to a close. Here are some things I really want you to do right now as you go back and reflect on how God has formed you in the inner parts of your mother's womb and how he's made you, and realize that your experiences that you've experienced today is kind of like a thorn in your flesh to keep you humble because you're great, you know, and he wants you to remain humble because your awe and your wonder can go to your head. You know, you can look at them and be like, ah, oh, they are so conceited. They got a bad attitude. Yes, because that's their awe and their wonder part of them, and they have not been made to be humble. But we want God to make us humble this morning. Okay, here's some things I want you to do. I want you to examine yourself and see if the value you have is truly yours or if it's someone else's. You know, people could put their projects or their plans upon us, right? They can force their plans upon us and their agenda upon us. But I want you to know that what you've been called to do, not what someone else has projected upon you. Do not allow your environment to frustrate your value. Okay, so what I'm saying is don't be checked by, you need to make sure you check your environment or change your environment. It's one or the other. Okay, so if your environment is trying to change your value and your worth, you need to go and check it. You need to speak on it. I've often heard my husband say, an unspoken word gives the enemy room to bring about whatever is being said in your life. And so if somebody saying something to you in a negative manner in your environment, you need to go and check that and call it out and say what it will be or what it won't be. Because like I told you earlier, your words will not return to you void. And their words won't return to them void. So you need to make sure that you don't allow any unchecked words that don't are not conducive to your spirit or don't line up with your spirit, go, because it's going in the atmosphere and it will return. So if you can't check your environment, go ahead and change your environment. Get out of there. Do not devalue yourself because others do. Know who you are, okay, and be and trust who God made you to be, and be true to yourself. So don't devalue who you are, and don't put yourself down because you know that you have all this awe and this wonder and the gift of God is wrapped up on the inside of you, and it's easy for you to display it, and people are envious of that. Don't sit down because they don't know who they are. You're going to have to shine. You know, maybe the anointing will rub off on them, and they'll begin to walk in their anointing. But never stifle your gift or cover up your gift to hide the value that God has placed inside of you, because your value and your worth, trust me, is going to be a magnet for other people that have like value and like worth, and you guys are going to be like iron sharpening iron, and it's going to energize that person, change their lives, set them on a path of hope and praise, and they'll be able to help others like you're helping. Amen? Don't be afraid to walk away from relationships that devalue who you are. Oftentimes, we have to give some people an eviction notice. You know, I know my husband has talked about this time and time. Don't let anybody in your space devalue you or take away from your words who you really are. You know, these are like thieves, and we need to be able to evict them and get them out of our lives, and don't be afraid to get them out. And then if you have a timidity about yourself, then you need to make sure you're lined up or you're connected with somebody else of greater value and greater worth that can speak that word into you to help energize you, take you to the scripture, show you what the word says about you so you can build yourself up in that area. Here's another one. Protect your value at all costs from witches, warlocks, haters, and wolves. Oh, my. Now, let me repeat that one again. Protect your value and your worth at all costs from witches, warlocks, haters, and wolves. They only seek to diminish your quality and scandalize your name. And here is something that is really important. Pray for discernment, because all of these type of haters don't come to us dressed in what they act like. They come to us in different dress, and they smell good and they look good. So here I'm saying pray for discernment, because we don't always recognize these people because they disguise themselves. But at all costs, protect yourselves from these people, because trust me, they want to diminish the quality and the worth that God has placed upon an anointed individual as yourself. And my last one is don't desire to be anyone else. Don't desire to be anyone else. God made you perfect. God's work in you is perfect. Don't desire to have someone else's hair, shape, or none of that. Listen, he said he formed you in your inner parts. He said, fearfully and wonderfully you're made. You were made in awe and wonder. And once you begin to accept yourself and love on you, oh, my God, the world is yours. Remember, God lent you to this world so that you can give a special gift. You are a special gift to this world, and the world needs to see it. The world needs to experience you for who you are, not a carbon copy of someone else that you're pretending to be. So let's walk out of pretension. Okay, now I have three quotes I want to give you, and I am done, I promise. And these are three powerful quotes I found, and I thought they would be worthy to be repeated. Sometimes the hardest part of the journey is believing you're worthy of the trip. Sometimes the hardest part of the journey is believing you're worthy of the trip, and that was by Glenn Beck. And here's another one. We cannot think of being acceptable to others until we have first proven acceptable to ourselves, and that's from Malcolm X. And the last one, which I love, it is difficult to make a man miserable while he feels worthy of himself and claims kindred to the great God who made him. And that was by Abraham Lincoln. I thank you all for having me on the call this morning. I bless you, and I pray that something was said to inspire you and that would give you valued work in your life and your walk with Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Dr. Teresa Spiller, for blessing us this morning and letting us know our value work. I'm going to be calling you back to give us our benediction for the for this morning. Let us go to God in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the word. We thank you for the messenger. I pray that you would increase in her as she has increased in us. Oh, God, we thank you for the blood because the blood still works. We thank you for favor, blessings, and increase. We thank you for healing, anointing. We thank you that you are doing new things in our lives, and we thank you for deliverance and salvation. So we speak that this day will be great, that we will walk in favor, that we will be honorable, that we are unique, that we are worthy of awe and praise, Father God. And we thank you that you have made us fearfully and wonderfully. So we thank you, God. We bow down to you. We honor you. We celebrate you. We love you. And we give your name the glory, honor, and praise. In Jesus' name, for every person on this line, I pray that this will be a great day. In your name, I decree and declare. In Jesus' name, amen. So to hear the replay for this call, 712-432-1085 and the PIN code 957-677-pound. Remember to go out and be that great minister in the marketplace that you are. We will be heading over to the morning motivational call, 530-881-1300 and the PIN code 539598-pound. Have a great day. Make it a great day. Dr. Teresa Spiller, can you come back and give us our benediction for this day?
Father God, we just bless you this morning. We thank you. We honor you. We reverence you, Lord God, with our own lives. And we do that by having our values worth in place and in check. We thank you right now, Lord God, that you've revealed to us who we are in you. And we're not conceited, Lord God. We're confident and we're walking by faith, Lord God, as you have made us and woven us in our mother's womb. We thank you this morning and we bless you, Lord God. We thank you right now that we would not ever be the same person for having been here today. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Bless God.